Shelvton Perek Tes Zion Pasuk Vav. So Shimshon has fallen in love with Delilah, and this is the third Philistine woman that he could not resist. And the Gemara tells us a principle, a basic major concept, that once somebody does something three times, it is no longer an iser for him in his own mind, in his own worldview. It's the norm. It's something that we can expect somebody to continue to do. Marrying Pelishti woman had become normal for Shimshon in his own kind of strange situation. But the Me'am Loe says very, very strongly that we shouldn't look down on Shimshon because of this weakness, in particular the weakness of a very strong man for the temptation of the opposite gender of women. It was very strong. And the Me'am Loe brings down, he says, look at three of the greatest people in the Jewish people. David HaMelech was the most pious, the most sincere, the most religious, the singer of the sweet singer of Israel, who wrote Tehillim. But even he stumbled when it came to the wife of Uriah HaChiti and was overcome by passion. Shlomo HaMelech, who was the wisest of all Jews ever, well, some of the Mefarshim say in Malachim that he was as wise and may have even surpassed Avraham Avinu on some level in his incredible perception of the animals and the natural world around us. And yet he married heathen woman who led into idol worship. And Shimshon revealed his secret to Delilah and was unable to be able to resist the temptation that was too strong for a man, again, with a very, very strong drive that prevented him from being able to resist. Delilah, as I mentioned last time, the name Delilah, the Me'am Loe adds, is like a bucket or a ladle that you lower into a well to bring up water. And Delilah lowered Shimshon, lowered his strength, lowered his heart, lowered his ability to resist, lowered his good deeds, lowered his leadership. And so her name Delilah is very significant because of the impact she has on Shimshon. And now she's been approached by the lords of the Plishtim, who said, find out, entice him, find out what makes his strength so great so that we can torture him and bind him up, and we'll pay you silver pieces. So Vatomer Delilah el Shimshon. So Delilah immediately doesn't even say she said yes. She just right away was galvanized into action. And she said to Shimshon, and no threats were necessary, like with his first wife in Timnah, Hagida na li bame kochacha gadol. Please tell me what makes your strength so great. Uvame te'oser la'anosecha. And with what? Bame te'oser. With what could you be bound up? What material is strong enough to hold you in order for you to be tortured? What a question. If Shimshon had been in his right mind, how could he have not seen something sinister in this very strange question that a Plishti woman is asking him after he had already been betrayed by a different one of his wives and after he had been surrounded in the house of the Zonah in Aza? He knows that these women are not to be trusted. But she pretended to be teasing him, as people in love might do, by telling him that she's testing his love to find out his greatest secret. She's flattering him to make it seem like she admires him. But Shimshon, in fact, is not fooled. So, Pasuk Zayin, Vayomere Leha Shimshon. So Shimshon said to her an answer which was fully specious. It was not true. And he said, "Im ya'asruni b'shiva yisorim lachim asher lo choravu." If they ya'asruni, if they bind me, not if you bind me, but if they bind me, which implies that he's seeing right through to what's going on, with seven fresh cords, seven fresh ropes, lachim, which are chavolim dakim, Rashi says. They're thin but strong, that have not been chorevu, have not been dried out. Chorev, as in the desert, have not been heated and dried. V'chalisi v'hayisi ka'achad ha'adam. And I guess this is as likely as anything else. Then I will become weak. Literally, I will become sick, but I will become weak. And I will have the same strength as Ke'achad Ha'adam, like one of the men. Now, like one of the men, the Mefarshim tell us means like me, who is one of the men. Literally, it means like any other person. But Ke'achad Ha'adam can also be interpreted that I'm still going to be me, no matter what you do with these seven fresh ropes. Pasaches Vaya'alu La Sarnei Plishtim Shiva Yisarim Lachem Asher Lo Choravu. So the officers of the Plishtim, after they got the communique from Delilah, brought up to her seven new fresh ropes that had not been dried out, Vata Asrehu Bohem. And she bound him with them. So she didn't have anybody else come in to do the job and then risk it being incorrect or unreliable information. So instead, she bound him up and went to see what would happen.